Monica. Monica A. Hand is the author of Me and Nina, which was published by Alice James Books, one of my favorite presses, in 2012. The book was shortlisted for the 2013 Hurston Wright Legacy Award and was also a finalist for the 2012 Forward Book of the Year. Monica has an MFA in poetry and poetry in translation from Drew University and has attended residencies at Poets House in New York City and the Fine Arts Work Center in Provincetown, Mass. A Cave Canem alum, Monica is currently a PhD candidate in poetry at the University of Missouri, Columbia. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you very much, Kristen. And thank you, Emily. Is she still out at the desk? I don't know. And thank all of you for coming out. This is a copy of Me and Nina, which is available outside. I'm going to read just two poems from Me and Nina because I like to read some new work, and I always welcome the opportunity to read new work before an audience because I don't think I really hear the poem until I've heard it coming back from you. So first two poems are from Me and Nina. And I'm probably not going to talk much. I'm just going to barrel through it, okay? You know, some people don't like that style. This first one is called Eunice Wayman, and it actually has a line drawn through it as if you would exit out. And I wanted to read this poem because I showed a really, really, really early version to Duriel Harris, who's in the room, and she probably doesn't even remember this, but she just really challenged me. I was working on a lot of anagram poems, and some of them she actually laughed, and they weren't supposed to be funny. And my grandbaby was in the room, so she also laughed. But anyway, I'm happy with the way that this poem came out, even though all of that happened. Eunice Wayman. My name, an omen. My name, sin. My name, a moan. Nina. Nina Simone. Black is beautiful. Me and Dee in our crushed velvet jackets, blue jeans, high heels. We are going to New York City to see Nina Simone at the Apollo. We're taking the PATH train across the river, then the subway uptown. Dee knows her way around. She goes to FIT. I've been to the Apollo many times before, but this is the first time on my own, just me and Dee. We are going to see Nina Simone at the Apollo. Our seats are way up in the balcony. The orchestra section is full of white people. Nina is singing Mississippi Goddamn. Me and Dee, we look at each other and we nod. Nina plays the piano a long time as if she forgets we are there, but we are. She goes holy roller, African, all in one wave of her hand, ragtime to classical and back again. We are in her groove, our seats rocking with our bodies, our young female bodies, big afros and big dreams. The balcony is a smoky black sway, the orchestra white. Someone fidgets, some other one coughs. Nina stops. Quiet! Her voice, a swift typhoon. You can hear their hearts hesitate. Stop. Nina chuckles, then returns to her song. Mississippi, goddamn. It's different now. Bruised. Me and Dee, we nod. We're at the Apollo. It's Nina Simone. Thank you. Okay, so now the new work. There it goes. Along the Mississippi, something is burning in the Iowa hills. As we move down the pewter river, color of our ashen skin, we see smoke, but don't understand its meaning. We travel this river, its hard weather, as if to travel south is to travel from ourselves. This river and these hills. Even if in our songs and in our bones we long for another river, a great river, many rivers, Wolof, Fulani, Kisi, Hausa, Zulu, Mende, Yoruba, Ndebele, Maninka, Kimbundu, Pidgin, Creole. We did not lose our tongues. Postman. I am a postman. I sat on my horse in the middle of the night, ride with bundles of mail through the forest like a shooting star. They are afraid of me. When I ride, I am not a slave. The forest flames with talk of the blacks in St. Dominique. They think if they take my horse, the earth will abandon me, and I will no longer hear trees. The big house. I sit on a parcel of land circling the big house, where columns guard like teeth, as if to grab your arms and leg like a rabid dog's. A porch where lovers swing, watch stars, as if by swinging from a tree, feet suspended like a pendulum, like the swell of their breathing. A big white house with columns and a porch, room for a swing, as I, she, he, they, we sit on a parcel of land, ever present on hollow ground. One dark black glove of morning. The house laughs. The circle laughs back. We the people watch as the roof blackens from our many burning. Of no return. Of no return. The door of no return. The door of no returns to the Atlantic. To blueness and stillness, always white, always still a door, still Atlantic, outside the house of slaves, the return to the is no return, just stillness. As bodies return as misshapen doors, torn inside the white limbs of the Atlantic, white froth of the Atlantic, a mouth that devours, no, that delivers the always white of blue stillness, like a contortionist's limbs, a door, a twisted return to whiteness that turns inside the Atlantic. No door is to no stillness. Stillborn into the white of no return, still inside the Atlantic, always stillness and blueness, but no door Outside the door of white, always white noise. No return, no home, just the Atlantic. Freedom, bondage. Playing music loudly, shot down. Wearing a hooded sweatshirt, shot down. Hanging out at a train station, shot down. Whistling and flirting, shot down. Running, shot down. Asking for help, shot down. Skipping a rock across a lake, lynched. Voting, lynched. Playing tag, shot down. Putting out the trash, shot down. Reaching for your wallet, shot down. Leaving your wedding party, shot down. Riding your bicycle, run over. Splashing water from a drinking fountain, murdered. Going to the bathroom, raped. Protecting your face from the cold, wasted. Waiting for a bus, bludgeoned. Holding your cell phone, shot down. Watching a movie, shot down. Standing on the stairwell of your home, shot down. Walking backwards, shot in the back. Just two more wrenching arrows. Yes, agreed. Director's rule. In the opening scene, the omnipresent drum sounds a metronome. Oral pulses as bare as club-footed black women dance, without emotion to meter and lines in a place that is not named, inside cinematic images that say shoeless black women are props. The civilized have names and passions. The blacks do not speak. They machete the bush, make way for the Serb to rendezvous and to fuck and cleanse that spine torment, like in an Aristotelian tragedy. Celluloid black boys giggle, happy. They chase automobiles and poke pet crocodiles, hold umbrellas so that the served don't get wet. Just barely audible news on the radio, talk about resistance. I twist and squirm in my theater seat, resist seeing how many moviegoers zoom in on me like the director's camera. Do they expect me to get their popcorn, fluff their seat cushions, or provide them comfort like the blacks on the screen? Certainly my face is just as worn, distant, my eyes as familiar as if I too am a marionette. My arms, body, legs, head, guided by strings. A woman who dances on cue with no desire, who labors because the director says, dance. Cast today as a voodoo housemaid or a slave. But no, as a silent, no-name extra who sits in theater watching celebrated, mesmerized love story. All right, just two more. I know that was strange. I'll take feedback, you know. It doesn't just have to be Duriel laughing at my poem. All right, migrants die as burning boat capsizes. What if Noah's Ark, the first refugee ship, went into flames? The two giraffes, two winged creatures, Noah, his three sons, their wives, humanity lost at sea. What if neither black raven nor white dove could find a resting place, an olive leaf? What if someone lights a lantern to open darkness, but the light turns to flame? The boat, once a beacon, burns. What if the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria never landed? Instead, without satellite or mobile phone, the ships broke down. And what if Plymouth Rock pilgrims went overboard in oil, so close to shore, but still drowning, unable to swim? What if Christ himself, brown-skinned and lost, couldn't calm the storm at Galilee? What if when he went to walk upon the waters, he was taken into its fiery mouth? Jesus, another migrant, dead before reaching shore. All right, and I'm going to read my last poem. Is one that I think might be a little funny. Usually my humor is very sarcastic and cynical. All right, it's called Peacock. If given a second chance, I would not be sober. I'd be drunk with patina of a snail, round and arrogant as Orson Welles. I'd eat rich foods and fart without manners. No decorum, too silly to care. Cranked high thighs in the air, riding the purple haze. I wouldn't be so practical and proper. My gaze is hollow as long bones. Sweet sacrament, wine without the bread, sin without grace. Inertia. If I had a second chance, I wouldn't be human at all. I'd be a flare in outer space, halo of a peacock, dancing like the Funkadelics before its pre-copulation, iridescent. Right.